Well, truly we are His church, and appreciate Dean and Kathy sharing that with us this morning, and I certainly hope that we are making a difference in the lives of others, and encourage you to continue to do so. So glad that you've decided to worship with us this morning, all of you that are here and all that are joining us online. It's so good to have you with us this morning, and know the Lord loves you. It is Valentine's weekend, and so I hope you haven't forgot your sweet or your better half, or however you refer to them, that important person in your life this weekend. And of course, I know Valentine's Day is not until tomorrow, but just a heads up, just so you don't forget. And so, but as we think about Valentine's Day, there is no greater love than the love that God has for us. And as you know, we've been in this series about depression, and those who are facing depression need to experience not only God's love, but the love of friends and family and the church. And so really important in regard to that. And so as you know, over the last few weeks, we've been talking about depression and taking a good look at depression. It's been a bit different type of series than I am used to sharing with you, and you're probably used to hearing from me. And so we've tried to share information with you that we believed would be tremendously helpful and to give us some insight into this devastating thing of depression. Once again, I do want to share with you that I am not a certified counselor for depression, nor am I a doctor. And so the information I'm sharing with you is coming from qualified individuals that is highly rated in this field. And so we just wanted to continue to share that with you. I'm just trying to transfer information to you as we take this look at depression. And this is the last message in this series in regard to depression. And so I'd like today for us to consider a very important question in regard to depression. And that is, how do we help those dealing with depression? How do we help them? What do we do for them? Especially when you have a loved one who's dealing with depression. We want to do something to help them. Something that really makes a difference. But many times we ask the question, what? What do we do? How can we help those individuals that are dealing with depression? And I think it's a very real question, and hopefully a question this morning that we can answer and give us some insight and to be able to help those that we know are dealing with depression. And so as we ask this question, Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3 came to my mind. So I'd like for us to consider what's being said to us here. And so let's take our Bibles this morning, if you would. Let's turn over to Galatians chapter 6. We're going to look at verses 1 through 3 this morning. Appreciate if you would stand for the reading of the Word. Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. And there's just a powerful truth that is being shared here in Galatians this morning that I think is very relevant to this thing of helping others as they deal with depression. And so Galatians chapter 6, verse 1 this morning, and it shares with us, "Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you should also be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks himself to be something when he is not, he deceives himself." Join us in a word of prayer. Dear precious Father, Lord, as we come this morning, once again, we ask that you would just come in such a sweet and powerful way, and that you would move upon us this morning as we continue to consider this issue of depression. Lord, you've helped us. And Lord, I ask once again that you would come, stir our heart and mind, and give us some insight, Lord, that we need to be able to help others with this serious thing of depression. And so, Lord, I just pray that you would touch your people in a powerful way from the words that you'd have us share with them. I ask once again, Lord, that you would let us come under the anointing of the Holy Spirit that allows for the preaching of the Word. Lord, we just simply need you this morning as we continue to think about depression. Lord, we ask for your touch. In your name we pray. And amen. You may be seated this morning. Before we get into the thoughts that I wanted to share with you this morning in regard to how we can help those that are dealing with depression, I wanted to take a quick look at our passage of Scripture, because at first glance you might think, well, what has that got to do with helping others with depression? I think it has a lot to do with it if we really understand what Paul is sharing with the church at Galatia. First he says to them, brethren, if any man or if any individual is overtaken in any trespass, in other words, if they're overtaken by anything. And if you know anything about depression, it simply overtakes people. It's not often their choice. They don't choose to be depressed. They don't choose to think the way they're thinking at the moment. It simply overtakes them. And when that happens, they need help. We've talked about that over the last couple weeks. And he says to them, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness. Or in other words, those of you who are healthy spiritually, healthy physically, healthy mentally and emotionally, you need to help those people. You need to get involved in their life and help them to heal. But he also says, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. We shared with you last week and the week before that none of us are above being depressed. No matter how strong we think we are, no matter how smart we think we are, no matter how prepared we think we are, none of us are beyond being or dealing with depression. We also see that Paul says to the church at Galatia, bear one another's burdens. As brothers and sisters in Christ, as the church, we are to bear one another's burdens. When somebody is struggling with something, whatever it might be, depression as we've been talking about over the last couple weeks, we need to help them. We need to bear one another's burdens. We need to walk with them as they walk through whatever it is that they're dealing with. And he says to the church, and so fulfill the law of Christ. It's a simple thought that that is what Jesus would do. And because that's what Jesus would do, that's what we should do. And he reminds them, for if anyone thinks himself to be something when he is not, he deceives himself. And so this morning, if we think that we are above this scenario and that we would not find ourselves in this type of need, we deceive ourselves. And so we need to help others because there may be a time that you'll need their help. And so we are to bear one another's burdens. And I think that speaks clearly to this concept this morning of helping those who are dealing with depression. And so hopefully this morning we can share with you some powerful ways, some simple ways, just some good ways to help those who are dealing with depression. And so we want to ask that question this morning. How do we help them? What do we do when we encounter a family member, a loved one, a friend, a brother or sister in Christ who is dealing with depression? June Hunt, in the book that I've shared with you over the last couple weeks, and a few of you have asked about these, I will have them, they're coming, and we'll share them with you when they get here, or if you'd be interested in one, let me know. But June Hunt shares with us one of the most important things that we can do in regard to helping those dealing with depression is not to avoid them. One of the most important things we can do is not to avoid them. Often when somebody's facing serious or severe depression, their character is different. The way they talk to people, the way they treat people, and sometimes we just kind of avoid that circumstance. We avoid talking with them and coming in contact with them. That's the worst thing that we can do. Because once again, we need to help one another. And so the most important thing we can do is not avoid them. And so it's important that we do not do that. And so as we think about how do we help them, how do we do that? I think the first thing this morning that we need to understand and do is find ways to show you care. We're not going to avoid them, but we're going to find ways to show you care. What we're saying is we need to intentionally get involved in their life. And we do that simply because we love them. This is Valentine's weekend. Nobody loves them more than the Lord, but they need to know that you love them too. A lot of people really struggling with depression doesn't believe anybody loves them or cares for them. It's important that we show them we care and that we love them. So how do we do that? Well, first of all, I believe that we pray for them. Those individuals, we should be praying for one another anyway. Scripture tells that in regard to brothers and sisters in Christ, that we should be praying for one another, lifting one another up in prayer. We should also be doing that for those individuals in whom we know are dealing with depression. We talked about it last week. They can't do that on their own. We need to be praying for them. They need to be prayed for. Not only do they need to be prayed for, but we also need to listen to them. Many people dealing with depression feels that nobody listens to them. Not only do we need to listen to them, we also need to notice their tendencies. And that becomes very important for the people who are severely depressed. Because we'll notice if we're paying any attention to them that things have changed. And when we see severe change in somebody's life, it should be speaking to us in regard to their situation. And so we need to be praying for them. We need to be listening to them. We need to notice their tendencies. And we'll talk more about that here in a few moments. But beyond this concept of praying for them and listening to them and noticing their tendencies, how do we show them we care? Well, I think we can plan a fun activity with them. Because once again, they believe that nobody cares. Nobody wants to be around them. Nobody wants to help them. And so plan a fun activity with them. Of course, what you might think is fun may not be what they think is fun. So you've got to get to know that person a little bit to find out what they like. And most of the time, these are our family, our loved ones, our friends, our coworkers. We know what they kind of think is fun. And so we need to plan a fun activity with them. That's very important in engaging them and them understanding that they're cared about. Invite them to an outside event. Something to get them out of the house, out of that spot in where they feel like they're stuck. And they're probably going to say, nah, I really don't want to do that, but you need to encourage them. Maybe it's just to run errands, to go to the bank or go to the grocery store, but get them in, out of the house and get them moving. Help them get involved in activities and not just to be a spectator. Help them get involved in activities, because what you'll find is people dealing with depression, they tend to withdraw and to isolate themselves, and they need to be involved in conversations and in activities and different things to help them get out of their isolation. And so when we do these types of things, it's simply ways that we can show that we care. If we really want to help those dealing with depression, we need to show them we care. It is important that we realize we may be their only line of hope. I think we need to pause and ponder that statement for just a minute. When we talk about helping those who are dealing with depression, this concept from Galatians that we bear one another's burdens, we must realize that we may be their only line of hope. The one they've connected with. The one that can help them where they're at. The truth is, church, those people dealing with depression, they need us. They need you. And we need to be there for them. Too many of us have lost loved ones to this awful thing of depression, which often leads to suicide. Way too many of us. Our vision statement for the church says that we are a healthy church, serving Christ in a hurting world. Many, many people today are hurting from this thing of depression. I think it's important for us as a church to strive to help them any way we can. And so I want to take a few moments this morning and kind of really dig into how we can genuinely help those who are struggling with depression. And so in June Hunt's book, she shares what I believe is a very helpful list of ways to help others dealing with depression. It's a bit of a lengthy list, and so we're gonna try to be as time cautious as we can this morning as we share some of these things with you. They will be on the screen. If you want to jot them down, that's fine. If you don't, that's okay too. And for each and every one of these, there is a scripture reference. And so if you want those scripture references, I would be glad to share them with you. But trying to share all the all the scriptures with you would be lengthy. And so if you do want them, we'd be glad to share them with you. And so as we ask this question, how do we genuinely help those dealing with depression? June Hunt would share with us, learn all you can about depression. If we're going to help somebody, we need to know something about it. And that's what we've kind of tried to do over the last several weeks, is to give you enough information and point you in the right direction that you can learn something about this thing of depression so that we can help others. And so when we talk about learning, we often can do that through reading of books, watching videos, seminars. There's a lot of information out there. Believe me, I've sorted through a lot of information and have tried to share with you the best of what I have encountered. There's a lot of information, but if we're generally going to help somebody who's dealing with depression, we need to understand some things about depression ourselves to be able to help those who are dealing with depression. And too often, we just kind of brush it off as this is horrible, and I hate when I hear people say that. Well, you know, they're just weak and they just need to get over it. It doesn't work like that. Not at all. And so it's important for us to learn. And as we learn more, we begin to understand more. And then they're able then to be able to help those who are dealing with depression. Not only do we learn all we can about depression, but if suicide is a concern, and often it is with those who are struggling with severe depression, you need to ask the question. I know this is tough, but are you thinking about hurting yourself or taking your life? Sometimes we need to be direct when it comes to dealing with people who are really seriously struggling with depression. And that's why it's so important to notice their tendencies. What they're saying, what they're doing. And sometimes we might need to ask this question. And the truth is, they may get mad. But it's better to have a mad friend than no friend. Go ahead, shake your head, yes, that's true. Take all threats of suicide and self-injury seriously. We want to really help people dealing with depression. Take all threats of suicide and self-injury seriously. Statistics say that 15% of those who are depressed ultimately kill themselves. That's a pretty heavy statistic. That's a little better. Let's put this in perspective. It's like 1.5 people for every 10 people you know. That's sobering. The thing of depression is serious. And so we need to take all threats of suicide and self-injury seriously. Another way we can help is to be an accountability partner. To let that person know that I am with you in this. I won't abandon you. They need to know that we care about them. They need to know that they are of value. And they need to know that we will not abandon them. Many people dealing with depression feel like they've been abandoned because nobody cares about them and nobody loves them. That's not true often, but that's how they think and that's how they feel. And so they need to be reassured that you will not abandon them. Become their accountability partner. Not only should we become their accountability partner, but we need to initiate dialogue regularly. Remember we said earlier, the most important thing we can do is not to avoid them, but we need to initiate dialogue regularly. Or we just need to frequently give them a phone call. It's about intentional contact. Those people that are severely depressed, we need to be in contact with them on a regular basis. That may mean 2-3 times a day. Just to see how they're doing. And what's going on. We also need to listen to them and hear their pain. Those people that are dealing with depression are hurting. They're dealing with loss or tragedy of some fashion or some sort. And some people may look at it and say, well, that's not that big a deal. I want you to know those dealing with depression, that can be a very, very big deal. And they're hurting. We need to hear their pain. And that's important because listening affirms value. When we take time to listen to somebody, it says you are important to me. So we need to hear them. And I don't mean just let them talk and you think about something else. Go on now. You've been there, done that. Or sometimes I've been preaching, you've probably been fishing in Canada. Or working on your truck or thinking about that delicious lasagna and salad you're going to have after a bit. I know there's times when I'm reading a book, I'll be 2 chapters in and literally have been fishing in Canada and don't remember a thing I read. We need to hear them because listening affirms their value. They know that we're important to them. And those people dealing with depression, they need to know that they are value because they think they're not. Another way that we're able to help people who's dealing with depression, and this is why we need to learn as much about depression as we can, is to talk to them about their depression. Now, often they're not going to want to talk about it very much, but it's important that they do. Because talking helps the stigma of depression. And believe me, in our society today, there is this awful stigma about depression. And the culture, often people who are depressed are looked on as weak and mental and that crazy person and all those types of things. Those are horrible thoughts. That's a person who is hurting and struggling with something they did not choose. So talking about their circumstances and their hurt or their loss or whatever it is that has brought them to this point helps them move beyond the stigma of depression. And for some, it may even bring them to the realization that they need to get help, be it from a counselor or a doctor, or maybe the necessity of medicines as we talked about last week. So how do we help them? We share verbal encouragement with them. We encourage them verbally, and we do it sincerely and often. All of us this morning love when somebody just gives us encouragement. Pats us on the back and say, I appreciate what you're doing. You're doing a great job, whatever that might be. Those people dealing with depression need somebody to verbally encourage them. I hope that's us. We also need to realize the power of an appropriate touch. A hand on the shoulder. Or in the right moment, an appropriate hug. Simply says, I'm here with you. I care about you. I'm right here. I haven't abandoned you. I'm here. And so the realization of a proper touch in the right moment says what words cannot. I was talking to Tima the other day and I said, I miss my hugs from mom. Tima's kind of adopted me and I've adopted Tima and she means a lot to me and every Sunday morning I look forward to a hug from Tima. It means something. And that's odd because I'm usually not a hugger. You can ask my family. I'm usually not a hugger. Not at all. But that becomes important to me. That means something to me. And when I don't have that, that's missed. But I have to be honest though. Me and Aubrey are huggers. That's my girl. Well, my other girl's here too. She's in junior church, but me and Aubrey have a hug relationship. And that touch in the right moment, proper touch. Okay, underline that. Pastor Mike didn't say touch is appropriate. I said appropriate touch. Okay, means a lot and can say a lot to a person that's struggling with depression. Back in the 80s, this was a big deal. We used to record music off the radio. And we would make today they call it a playlist, you know, but we would record music onto cassette tape and we would write some funny thought and we would share it with our friends. I don't know how many old tapes I have of hits off the radio from the 80s. That my friends put together for me and we share it with one another. I don't know if we still do that with digital songs or not, but those people dealing with depression, give them inspirational praise music to lift their spirits. There's something about music. Music is therapeutic. Every now and then, me and Beck be going down the road and we have Spotify and so you have all these options there, as you know, and there's the 80s playlist. Some of us are 80s kids. There was not a better era of music than the 80s. It's just good stuff. I see some of you shaking your head. You know what I'm talking about. And some of those songs will come on, and we know all the words, you know, and we're going down the road singing along. And some of the memories are just so, so vivid. The song that was playing at this particular moment or at that particular moment, or it's just powerful. It just takes you right back, and you're remembering those. Music is therapeutic. It's powerful. And for those that are dealing with depression, music can be very helpful to them. Now, I'm not sure that some country listening music would be good for them. Okay? They don't need to lose their dog and their pickup truck and all that stuff, as people refer to country music. And so, you know, there's some country music that I like too. We love music. But we want to share inspirational praise music. Something that stirs them and will lift them up and help them feel, because music is powerful. Have you ever noticed in every worship service you're in, they do what? Music. Music is moving. It helps prepare us to come to the place to be able to worship the Lord. The Psalms is full of music because it's therapeutic. So we need to share uplifting, good music with those who are dealing with depression. So some of you 80s people out there, go home and make a playlist for those people and send it to them. You used to have to record it on a tape, but now you can just get on Facebook, put a playlist together, and you just send it right to them. Yeah, you can do that. Music is therapeutic. Another way that we can help people that's dealing with depression is to bring laughter into their lives. There's nothing like laughing your head off. Literally. I hope that some of you have those moments where you laugh so hard that you cry. I remember the first time that I seen George of the Jungle with Brandon Fraser. If you want a good laugh, go home, find George of the Jungle with Brandon Fraser, and you will laugh your head off. At least I did. It was so funny. Me and my dad, we were watching that, and I laughed so hard at times that I could cry. And there's other things out there. I shared with you the scene with Ed the Hyena from Lion King. Every time I see that, we just die laughing. And the other evening when Aubrey played that, we just played it over and over again. And I'm not a big Facebook person. But every now and then they have some really funny stuff on there. I was going to have Eli bring that up and forgot, but there's one about a mule on there, an electric fence. I'll have to find out what it's titled and how you can find that. But anyway, it's absolutely hilarious because this mule is watching these other animals as they encounter the electric fence, and then the mule starts laughing. And it's just absolutely hilarious. But we need laughter. We all need laughter in our life. But I'm telling you, for those that are dealing with depression, we need to bring laughter into their life because it's so uplifting. May it be funny cards. It's good to go to the mailbox and get a card out and it just be absolutely delightful. Funny. And funny videos, funny movies. And sometimes there's just people that I don't want to say they're funny, but don't take that wrong, but they're funny. They're just fun to be around, and they laugh a lot, and they say silly things, and I think their purpose in life is just to make everybody laugh, and that's good. But we need to bring laughter into their lives. Another important way that we can help those dealing with depression is to give them nutritional therapy. Nutritional therapy, for example, and of course, this is more on the medicine type lines, but vitamins B6 and E and calcium, magnesium, and folic acid are helpful. They've been proven to be helpful for combating depression. And sometimes people come to that place where they need that type of intervention. But before that happens, certainly need to consult their doctor. Okay? We're some of us, well, Don's a doctor, but most of us are not doctors. And so it's important that we talk to a doctor in regard to stuff like that. But help them to understand what that might be for them in their nutritional therapy in regard to vitamins and medicines and such. And the truth is, and we had that conversation last week, medicines can be a powerful way to help people that's dealing with depression. And I believe that God created medicine for the healing of the body. And so that becomes very important also in ways that we can help. Also, we need to help those that are dealing with depression to set small daily goals that require minimum effort. Remember, many people in depression, they're isolating. They're withdrawing from others, even the people they love, and from the things that they really enjoy doing. And so we need to encourage them and help them to move out of that isolation. So we need to help them to set daily goals that require minimum effort. And then we need to check on their progress regularly. And we talked about this yesterday. How's that going? Did you get that accomplished? That's tremendously helpful for those to get them out of that isolation and that separation in which they're bringing into their lives. And as you know, none of us can probably handle all those things on our own. It's a lot of stuff. And so we need to enlist the help from other family and friends. And so we need to be helping one another. We have a loved one that's dealing with depression. We have a church that loves people. We need to help them in any way that we can. Sometimes it's just to be there to listen or to encourage or to send that card or make that phone call. We're a church that we say that we pray, we care, we share, and empower. We need to be those people. We need to be those people in the lives of these individuals who are dealing with depression. I know this morning this isn't the typical sermon that I typically share with you. And I know I just shared a lengthy list of ways to help. But always remember, the best thing you can do is to be there for them. Sometimes it's not about a word that's said, but it's about our presence in their life. Church, we need to be there for them. I hope that we are. Because when you are, you're making a tremendous difference. You're being one of those individuals that Paul was talking to and at the church in Galatians. You're bearing one another's burden and fulfilling the law of Christ. What Jesus has asked us to do. Get involved in the lives of others. So let's stand together if you would this morning. I know we've spent a few weeks looking into this subject of depression. We've dealt with the question of what is depression. We've talked about the symptoms of depression, how individuals facing depression should help themselves. We've shared with you this morning about how we can help those dealing with depression. And so I hope the information that I've shared with you has been and will continue to be helpful. As I've already shared, this is the last message in this series on depression, but I certainly hope that we as individuals and as a church do not allow this thing of depression to just escape us and not to be able to make a difference in the lives of someone else. And I believe how we do that, as I already mentioned, is we begin to pray for them. I really believe that's where it starts, because nobody cares more about them or loves them more than the Lord. And so we need to bring that individual or that person to the Lord on a regular basis. And I want us to think about that this morning. Lana, if you would come to the piano and just play softly. I'd like for us to just take a few moments. I'm fairly sure that probably most of us, if not all of us, know somebody that's dealing with depression. And I wonder this morning if we would just, as a church, gather around this altar and just lift those individuals. You don't have to share names this morning. Just come and stand before the Lord and pray for that person. Or maybe you're here this morning and you're dealing with depression. Many are coming. Why don't you just go ahead and step out this morning and come and pray? I know many don't want other people to know what's going on in their life sometimes. And that's okay. The Lord knows. Or maybe you're here this morning, you're struggling with trying to help a person that you love deeply with depression. I wonder if you would come out and just pray. I believe as a church, we can make a tremendous difference in the lives of others. And I believe it starts right here with prayer. As we lift those this morning that we know, that we love, that we care about. And I wonder this morning if you would ask the Lord to use you and to impact the life of that individual or someone else this morning. Say, Lord, use me. Use me. I want to help them. I have to be honest, I'm so excited to see so many have stepped and said, we want to pray for them. We care. Let's pray together this morning. Dear precious Father, Lord, as we come to you this morning, many of us have gathered. And I know also, Lord, the ones that haven't are concerned about family members and loved ones too. But Lord, we've come together in unity, one heart, one mind this morning. Because we all have loved ones, friends or family, neighbors who are dealing with this awful thing of depression. And the truth is, Lord, there might be several of us here this morning that have gathered that's dealing with depression in our very own life. And so I ask this morning that you would come in such a powerful way, in such a sweet way, Lord, that you would encourage the heart of each and every one this morning that's under this roof. And Lord, that you would help us, Lord, to be able to recognize depression in the life and the heart of our loved ones. And Lord, that you would use us today to be able to make a difference in their life. And that here at Dover Hill, Lord, you would help us to take this thing of depression very, very seriously. We don't want to lose a family member, a loved one, or a friend to depression. We want to be a healing hand in their life. We want to be that line of hope. And so, Lord, I pray that you help us this morning, each and every one of us. And Lord, if there are some that are among us that are dealing with depression, and as we know, depression can be as little as seasonal to very serious. And all of us at some point, in some fashion, have dealt with or are dealing with depression. And so, if we're here this morning, Lord, and we're struggling, Lord, would you just allow the Holy Spirit to flow over us in such a powerful way that we are so encouraged today and that we feel this deep, life-changing love of God and know in this moment that we are so deeply loved and cared for by the Creator of the world like we've never understood before. And that we'd look around and see that we are loved by our brothers and sisters in Christ and that we are of great value. And so, Lord, I pray for those who are struggling this morning with depression. Lord, would you come? Would you help us today to be that church that is salt and life in the life of others? May we be used of you. We ask in the wonderful and powerful name of our Lord and Savior, and the church we say together, Amen. Amen. God bless you this morning. Before you leave this morning, would you just let someone know this morning that you love them and that you care what's going on in their life?